Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nope. Unfortunately, the last Greg Marshall show of the year. We were certainly, we had designs on being headed to Memphis later this week and maybe doing another show a week from tonight. But this will be the last one of the 2017 season as we wrap up another great year in Shocker basketball. Coach, obviously yesterday a major disappointment for everyone. I'm sure you've had plenty of time to digest it and replay it in your mind, and maybe just an overall analysis of how you played yesterday.
Well, I haven't gone back and watched the game. I've got plenty of time to do that in the next week or two, but the guys are on spring break today, so we won't see them, most of them, this week. So next week we'll probably get together and talk about it. I thought we came out a little tentative. We had some really good looks in the first four-minute segment and missed them badly, which we haven't been doing. Then I thought we weren't great offensively in the first half in particular, but we were just battling and defending, and those guys are really big for Kentucky and very touted and talented and whatnot. But I thought we were holding our own, and then. Second half, I thought we played much better, offensively especially. We were more aggressive. We built a 6-point lead midway through the second half, and you know, I knew that was just a lot of basketball to be played. And sure enough, they made their run. It was fueled by some bad passes. We turned the ball over a couple times, obviously, with I think Zach tried to feed a post feed into Shaq Morris once, and then one time he tried to make a pass in front of our bench that was just ill-advised. And Rono Nerger did the same thing on a pass right in front of our bench. I guess our bench was bad karma for passing the ball. But they built their lead, I think, to 6 or 7. And at that point, Landry just kind of took over the game and gave us a couple of pretty good chances, at least possessions, down one and then down three. And we did not execute very well. Just took a bad shot in both segments. And, you know, everybody always talks about, why don't you use your timeouts? And I had used my timeouts because it was a pro-Kentucky crowd for sure. And when they were making their run, and then one time I called a timeout, and then one time Brown called a timeout to keep from getting a 5-second count. And I called a timeout in the first half because I knew every possession was so valuable. And I think there had been 5 or 6 minutes of play without a whistle. And the guys that were in there, and I remember Rono was extremely tired and gave me the fist to come out. And Marcus McDuffie was basically walking up and down the court. Their players were tired. Our players were tired. And we had the ball. And I called timeout. Just said, you know, we can get some fresh guys in there and maybe get a better shot than we're going to get with these guys that can hardly move. And each team had Rono had given me the fist and then still took a 3-point shot that barely grazed the front rim. That's not the time to take a 3-point shot, Rono, when you can't breathe. But they did that. You know, it's just so I think we only get three in the NCAA tournament. So we have so many media timeouts. It's a long, long deal. And so we could have used a timeout there at the end.
And you said yesterday in your post-game news conference, and I think all of us felt that way, that in your locker room, you felt like you were the better team. You felt like you could have and should have won the game, and that was really the feeling that we all came away with, that in a lot of ways you outplayed them and really came down to making shots. You just didn't make a lot of shots that you would normally make yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say we're the better team. They won the game, but I know that we felt like we had every opportunity to move on. And that particular day, I thought we played even with Kentucky, and, just – it came down to a ball in the air or a whistle or, just a tremendous play. And they made one more than we did.
You mentioned that stretch in the first half when you called the timeout, and I think it ended up being 8 or even close to 9 minutes that there was not a stoppage in play other than that timeout that you called. It was a real unusual stretch. It was a very physical game. Both your games up there were very physical, and we felt like it was a little.
You can't
odd.
Ask about it. Not or they won't ask.
I don't know why we got Mark Levin in our ear, but please don't do that again. Anyway. It was strange in the sense that for the last 3 years there's been all this emphasizing of not a lot of contact, no impeding of movement and that sort of thing, and you get to the tournament and it's Katie bar the door for the most part, and certainly your guys are game to play in that kind of ball.
Yeah, that's fine, but it is kind of funny when they emphasize and freedom of movement is a major issue until it's not. That's all I can say.
You know, we'll talk about next year more, but I've seen a lot of teams, and I'm sure you've had teams even, that off a disappointment like this, when you have a lot of guys coming back, take that as incentive for the next year. And certainly this has a chance to be one of those kind of games where your guys come back with a lot of resolve next year to go farther, to make something out of this that spurs them on for next year.
No, I believe that. I think, you know, there wasn't a whole lot to say in that locker room. Everybody had their own situation that they were dealing with, and it was pretty emotional. But I will say that the one thing that I mentioned to them is get your head up and look around and take a mental picture. It was obviously no flash photography in that locker room, but take a mental picture, because when you're deciding whether or not to go work out this summer or this fall, and how much extra running we're going to do next year when we repay the price of success, take a mental picture of what this feels like right now, because, you know, obviously we have a chance to be very good, and we have a chance to but we've got to improve. We've got to get better. You know, we're not going to win a national championship staying the way we are. We've got to improve, but we've got guys now that understand that how close we actually are. If they all do that, they all improve 5-10%, what's that going to look like next year?
And we've talked a lot this year about how much this team did improve and a lot of the individual improvement that was made, but is this a good learning tool for, all right, now you've even gotten to another level and you've played teams that are the kinds of teams you're going to have to beat to make a deeper run in the tournament, and this should tell you, if you don't realize it, we're going to be able to point it out to you that this is where we've got to go to get even that much better.
Yeah, we've got to work hard. We've got to try to fill our schedule with quality teams next year as best we can. You know, that's going to be an interesting deal, how that plays out. We still want to play some home games, which is very difficult to get both of those things, because I usually will have to start on the road with starting home and homes. But at least we have Oklahoma State already scheduled for down there. Oklahoma comes to Entrust. The tourney in Maui is going to be tremendous. So that's five very good games right there, and we'll work to try to get a couple more.
You're listening to Shocker head coach Greg Marshall. I just mentioned one of the better tweets yesterday was from one of the national commentators who said Wichita State is going to be really, really good next year. They might even get an 8 or a 9 seed. We'll be back on the Greg Marshall Show from AJ's at the L.
Bill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, is your new home for Shocker Coaches shows. Be sure to check out our all-new burger menu, because Mondays are burger days at AJ's. And don't forget, Thursdays are buy one, get one free pizza day. Dine in only and excludes the Superdome. Join us for happy hour every day from 2 to 6 p.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. While you're here, ride the go-karts, take a turn in the laser maze, enjoy the game room, or bowl a couple games. AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and one in Hutchinson. Proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
This is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at other dealerships.
How about gray? Or we have the white one.
Oh, white, huh? Wow.
And this is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at a Chevy dealership.
Chevy offers 10 Silverado special editions. More choices than ever before.
Wow, I'll take the rally edition with racing stripes. Or maybe the camouflage real tree edition. Or the blacked out midnight edition.
Hear the difference at your Chevy dealer. And it's truck month. So make a strong decision and find the Silverado that's right for you. See your hometown Chevy dealer today.
When you're at work, growing and harvesting, thinking and researching, lifting and building. What are you creating? A career, a life, and you're creating Kansas as we know it. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas wants you to thrive and enjoy being alive. Although life can be uncertain, you can count on us for reliable coverage and personal service. Offering you security, strength, and stability, we're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Hello, Shocker Nation. This is Cindy Carnahan with the Carnahan Group at J.P. Wygand & Sons. For the past 40 years, the Carnahan Group has been helping the great people of Wichita buy and sell homes, helping with first home purchases, patio homes, and everything in between. Whether you are trading up or paring down, we want you to call on us. Let us put our vast experience, our robust marketing, and our proven systems to work for you. Whether big or small, our service is the same. I promise.
As a child, you played follow the leader. As a young adult, you followed your heart.
Yes, I will follow.
But now that you've got your head on straight and have an awareness of the world around you, you're invited to follow us on Twitter for instant news and updates 24/7.
Follow me!
I must follow him.
Just to get updates, see what's going on, really, and being able to get inside and scoop.
I will follow.
You can get the link at knssradio.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Listen to me every weekday at 2. It's all happening right here on KNSS.
Welcome back to the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Craig Marshall on KNSS, presented by your hometown Chevy dealers. Live at AJ Sports Grill at the alley corner of 13th and Greenwich Road, here's the voice of your Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Welcome back to the Greg Marshall Show at AJ's at the Alley. By the way, I do want to mention real quickly that we do have a second show today. We did not originally have a baseball coaches show scheduled for tonight, but because we had to postpone one last week because of a late travel arrangement for the Shocker baseball team, we will have Todd Butler on from 7 to 8 tonight following Coach Marshall. Coach, this is a season that started out in Canada back in August, and we've talked many times about there being some trepidation on your part coming out of that about just how good this team might be to end up 31-5 in the second round of the tournament again. As disappointing as yesterday was, when you can put it all in the big picture, it was another really tremendous year.
Yeah, it was, and we saw the development of some young players now that are going to be in our program for either one more year or three more years. And I think the future is very bright. We just got to, again, get everybody beyond this. There's nothing we can do going backwards. We have to always try to move forward. And, you know, Shaq Morris has shown now that he can be a dominant force. He's got to continue to cut his body up and play with the desire that he showed the last half of the season. Landry Shamet could be one of the all-time greats at the guard. I mean, that kid is really talented, and we knew that. We knew that last year. We knew that last year when he went down with a bad foot. I mean, imagine me thinking, okay, we've got to play Southern Cal, Alabama, and Iowa and Disney without Fred, Landry, and Connor. Those were three guys that were not eligible. Well, two of them were eligible. Connor was not eligible to transfer, but the other two were hurt. So, I mean, it was Ron Baker and those young kids. And it's a group that got better as the year went on, and we talked about it. Brown, Kelly, I think we're going to get more out of the JUCO guys next year. Usually they make a big jump, Deshaun and Daryl. I think Connor now is a confident player, even though, boy, they emphasized the defense on Connor Francamp in that tournament. That he has respect beyond the Missouri Valley Conference in Wichita at this point. Those guards for Dayton, I mean, we couldn't get him a look, could not get him a look. They did a great job on him, but that was a great game, and to beat the 7 seed, and then I think probably the best 2 seed. I mean, Duke didn't look very good last night. I watched them against South Carolina when we got home, and they were even though they won the ACC, they had their moments, but man, they weren't very good at all last night. And we seem to bring out the best in Kentucky. For whatever reason, we bring out the best in Kentucky, and the best Kentucky is really good.
You mentioned Zach Brown and Rashard Kelly. I thought Zach in the tournament, the two games up there, really kind of reached where he needs to be as a player. Played his usual defense. He was tough rebounding. And his shot selection was, I would think, really very much like what you want it to be. The kinds of shots that you want him to take, and he was very efficient with those.
He really was. You know, and there at the end, on offense, we needed a three. I'm taking him out. He's 5 for 6 in the tournament. But I'm going on year numbers, you know. You're looking at Marcus and Connor and Landry and even Reeves. I didn't have him in at the time, but I'm thinking we need a three, so I took Brown out. And Brown looked at me like, Zach's going, what are you doing? I'm 5 for 6, you know. But it's hard. It's hard but we didn't execute at all. I'm telling you, the guys got a little excited, and they just went a little bit on their own. And Landry had made some tremendous plays on his own. That has nothing to do with coaching. I call what Landry was doing there in the last 2 minutes the C play. You just give the ball to Landry and see what he can get you. So he went to the well one too many times.
Rashard Kelly played well in the tournament again, had a career-high 11 rebounds against Dayton, 6 more against Kentucky, and beyond just the improvements he made numbers-wise and so forth, he really started to emerge as one of the leaders on the team.
Without a doubt. He's a great communicator, really bright young man, a guy that cares deeply. I think he and Zach Brown, being fourth-year seniors next year, I mean, I some of the words that came out of their mouth about how much they care about their teammates and the love they have for this program yesterday were incredible. Right? So they're roommates. They've been roommates for 3 years, and, you know, they just keep getting better. But they've got a lot of stake in our program. They've got a lot of ownership with the hard work and dedication that they've shown for 3 years.
Fans might be interested to know, they told me yesterday the goal next year is to win the whole thing. That's what Zach and Rashard told me after the game yesterday. You know, the other thing about Landry, beyond what everybody saw with Landry making plays and making big shots and playing great defense against two very good guards, when there was a timeout, a dead ball, somebody shooting a free throw, you could see him yesterday gathering the guys around, making sure they knew what you were running, where they needed to be, those kinds of things that, you know, has started to emerge with him also, starting to take that role and feel comfortable in it.
He was the biggest talker in our locker room yesterday. And it wasn't, I mean, it's the normal time when a head coach should get up there and talk, but, you know, as much as we put into it, I've never been great with last game, wrap it all up in a pretty bow during the locker room after a loss. I've not been good at that, so I really just say, guys, to the seniors, we appreciate the effort Zach and John Robert put in, and wish we couldn't have taken them farther in the tournament during their senior season. They were incredible with their words, but Zach Brown probably talked more than anybody, It's interesting to see him evolve as a young man, because when he came here, unless he would respond to a direct question, other than that, you hardly ever saw his lips move. He didn't talk. He didn't say much. And now he feels like, he's got a lot to say, and it's very meaningful.
And again, another one of those kind of unseen things that's happened with him this year, even at the beginning of this season in the Bahamas when he wasn't shooting it well. It kind of affected his whole game, and he's really reached that point where he just fights through whatever and finds ways to help the team every night.
Without a doubt. The Greg Heyer, with the mental telepathy or whatever he did as a psychologist, talking to get Brown to 3 and D, become the best defender in the league, and make wide open step in 3-point shots. And, he can drive it right a little bit. He can get an offensive rebound and finish, but he's not a great finisher, even though he's really strong and athletic. We're going to work on that during the off season. But, he and Marcus cutting to the basket and catching it on the move and finishing around the goal. Rashard got better at that. He was a little sped up at the beginning of the game last night, took some uncharacteristic shots. I call them throws. We were just throwing the ball at the basket, and it's not going to go in that way. But we've got a lot of things that we can improve upon, and everybody knows it. And I'm going to have to improve as a coach, and the players are going to have to improve. And who knows if the schedule works out, and we'll be ready to go at the beginning of next year. It won't be like this year when we were trying to figure out who's the point guard, who's going to be the first sub at the guard, who's going to, of these three guys, who's going to be our post player. It's going to, you know, it'll be determined in the fall pretty easily in our workouts. So when we hit the schedule next year, and we play that first exhibition game and the first real game, I mean, unless there's injuries, we're gonna be a very cohesive team that understands their roles.
All right, we will continue with Coach Marshall on our final Coaches Show of the Year from AJ's at the Alley right after this.
You're busy. Meetings, deadlines, errands, carpools, favors, eat at your desk, run to the bank, you completely forgot to shower, then you have to, they need, you forgot, they'll be expecting, you can't, you promised, better reschedule. Stop. You can't be everywhere. But we can. Delta Dental of Kansas offers individual dental plans across the largest dentist network in the nation. So when something's got to give, lose the laundry list. Keep your smile. Learn more about individual and family dental plans at DeltaDentalKS.com.
Shocker fans, prepare to be shocked. Tallgrass Country Club, our local favorite golf course since 1981, has something new to show you. The new local owners have already started adding new Zoysia fairways to the golf course and plan to start on a new 24-hour fitness center. Memberships start as low as $39.99 per month. A 24-hour fitness center, free golf on Mondays, and pool access plus. Mention this ad and get your first month free. I know, it's shocking. Tallgrass is also the perfect spot for your next private event. From fundraisers to weddings, their expert staff is ready to exceed your expectations. Play where the Shockers play and join the new Tallgrass Country Club today.
This is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at other dealerships.
How about gray? Or we have the white one.
Oh, white, huh? Wow.
And this is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at a Chevy dealership.
Chevy offers 10 Silverado special editions. More choices than ever before.
Wow, I'll take the Rally Edition with racing stripes. Or maybe the Camouflage Real Tree Edition. Or the Blacked Out Midnight Edition.
Hear the difference at your Chevy dealer. And it's truck month. So make a strong decision and find the Silverado that's right for you. See your hometown Chevy dealer today.
Is the cold air making you shiver? Even indoors? Call the pros at Comfort Systems. They can tune up your old furnace or install a new Lennox system. Heat your home now and pay over time with 6-month financing. You can count on Comfort Systems for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Call for a free in-home estimate at 265-7831 or visit them online at comfortsystems.net. Comfort Systems is a proud sponsor of Wichita State Shocker Basketball.
As a child, you played Follow the Leader. As a young adult, you followed your heart.
Yes, I will follow.
But now that you've got your head on straight and have an awareness of the world around you, you're invited to follow us on Twitter for instant news and updates 24/7.
Follow me!
I must follow him.
Just to get updates, see what's going on, really, and being able to get inside and scoop.
The link at knssradio.com.
Hey, it's Jason and JV. Join us for Beyond Reality Radio weeknights at 11 on KNSS.
Welcome back to the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Craig Marshall on KNSS, presented by your hometown Chevy dealers. Live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, corner of 13th and Greenwich Road, here's the voice of your Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Welcome back to the Greg Marshall Show. Got a few numbers I want to throw out at you tonight. The 31 wins by this year's team ranks second all-time, only to the 35-win team of 2014. The final winning percentage of 861 ranks fourth all-time. 27 victories by double-figure margins over opponents. That's second only to the 29 in 2014. And the Shockers won 17 games by 20 or more points this year. That is a new record. The 16-game winning streak, which ended yesterday, was second longest all-time to the 35 games won in a row in 2014. So more than just a good rebuilding year, it was a signature year in a lot of respects. And, Coach, certainly the thing that you take most pride in of any aspect of the game is defense. And that was a challenge at the beginning of the year. But you end the year with a 376 opponent field goal percentage. It's a record for the 40-year period since 1978 when percentages started to go up a little bit. And that has to please you as much as anything you did this year.
Mike, I did not realize that. That's the best single season shooting percentage defense ever in 40 years. Wow. That's great to hear because, I was really concerned about it coming out of Canada. We were giving up layups, and we had no idea how to play team defense, some of those guys. But they came a long way. And, you know, we gave up, 50-something to Dayton and 60-something to Kentucky. So those are two really good teams in the NCAA tournament. So that defense, as we always say, the defense and rebounding travels.
And your 3-11 three-point percentage defense ranks fourth all time. So you defended the three-point line as well as people trying to get to the basket and so forth.
Yeah, we just, you know, we've got some long athletic guys, and they really work hard. I mean, it's valued in our program, and it's demanded in our program. So if they want to see the floor and they want to showcase those offensive talents and all those skills that they have, they have to commit to the defensive end and at least fool the coach that they care greatly about defense.
And as you mentioned, 58 points by Dayton, 65 by Kentucky. You gave up 62 a game, which is just a little higher than a couple of seasons that you've had. But it was a year in which the tempo was faster. You're scoring 80-plus points a game most nights, and there were just more possessions in those games than usual.
More possessions and generally more free throws because of the at one point there was the emphasis on the new, not rule changes, but just the way the rule book was supposed to be called. So that's the way they worded it to us. It wasn't, they didn't change the rules. They were just going to now emphasize the rules.
And I know we've talked about this as the year went on. Actually, you yourself were a little bit taken aback by just how good you were offensively, scoring 81 points a game. It's the first Wichita State team in 34 years to score 80 or more points a game. One of the best three-point shooting teams ever. You were fifth in the country in three-point percentage going into the tournament and made 50 more three-point field goals this season than in any season in history, and over a full three-pointer per game more than any time in history. So those were things that maybe nobody could have anticipated going into the year.
Yeah. Well, we knew we were a good offensive team, and we knew we could shoot the basketball, and I'm just glad that that was that became apparent as the season went on, and it just wasn't me watching these guys shoot in practice. I mean, and when there's live bullets and there's people flying at them, they were pretty good. And we didn't shoot the ball great in the tournament. Obviously, these are very good defensive teams generally in the tournament. And I thought Dayton was as good a defensive team as we had seen all year. They did a wonderful job on our guards. They did a wonderful job doubling in the post. Both teams doubled in the post. Every time we threw it in for two games, that's respect for Daryl and Rono and Shaq. And then they also blanketed Connor really well. He got one look against Dayton, which he buried, which kind of sealed the game. And same thing in the Kentucky game. They really extended to him and weren't giving him any good looks.
In fact, we mentioned Kyle Davis of Dayton, who guarded Connor through most of that game, was the A-10 defensive player of the year. And 6'1", quick, strong, and they committed him to just do nothing but take Connor Francamp away as much as he possibly could. You know, that game sparked some conversation of what a great home-and-home series that would be between the two programs. Two great arenas, two great fan bases, great traditions. Is that something that you would have any interest in pursuing?
Yes, definitely. Archie and I talked about it after the game. I've also spoken to Coach Kruger about extending our series with Oklahoma. You know, we'll put out some feelers in the next couple of weeks. Unfortunately, these other coaches, you know, they're pretty savvy on who they want to schedule, and they probably are not going to be as likely to want to play us knowing the situation that we're in. Maybe they're looking for next year's not going to be our year, but the following year, because, you know, when we lose seven seniors the following year, then obviously there will be another rebuilding year. So we have to find another team or another two teams to complete our schedule that can really be good next year, so it helps all of the metrics that they look at for the NCAA tournament.
That was another comment from one of the national commentators. Apparently, I didn't get a chance to notice, but apparently you and Archie spent a little more time talking right afterward than just the perfunctory handshake. And somebody commented, great to see those two guys taking some time to talk. Two dudes that can really coach was the comment.
Yeah, well, he's... we played his brother last year, and we played him this year, and there's no doubt that those guys, that the Miller brothers, are in the both of them in the top 30 coaches in America. I mean, Sean's still playing. I hope he can get to a Final Four this year, because he's always gotten to the Elite Eight and not quite gotten there. So he was very complimentary of our team last year, as was Archie this time. And we talked about getting together and talking some basketball, and talked about scheduling and just how difficult it is as a non-BCS team to get the respect in the tournament. You know, he was just upset that we were a 10 seed having to play. He just thought, man, if we're a 7 seed, we just got the royal screw job of all time. And, you know, I mentioned that. I know I'm pretty sure he mentioned it too, but I mentioned it because it wasn't fair to them that they had to play us as a 7 seed in the first round of the tournament.
All right, we're going to continue with Coach Marshall with our final end of the year discussion from AJ's at the Alley. We'll be right back.
You're busy. Meetings, deadlines, errands, carpools, favors, eat at your desk, run to the bank, you completely forgot to shower, then you have to, they need, you forgot, they'll be expecting, you can't, you promised, better reschedule. Stop. You can't be everywhere. But we can. Delta Dental of Kansas offers individual dental plans across the largest dentist network in the nation. So when something's got to give, lose the laundry list. Keep your smile. Learn more about individual and family dental plans at DeltaDentalKS.com.
This is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at other dealerships.
How about gray? Or we have the white one.
Oh, white, huh? Wow.
And this is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at a Chevy dealership.
Chevy offers 10 Silverado special editions. More choices than ever before.
Wow, I'll take the Rally Edition with racing stripes. Or maybe the Camouflage Real Tree Edition. Or the Blacked Out Midnight Edition.
Hear the difference at your Chevy dealer. And it's truck month. So make a strong decision and find the Silverado that's right for you. See your hometown Chevy dealer today.
The most dangerous thing in Kansas comes out at night. It has no regard for human life. It attacks at a high rate of speed. It kills and maims hundreds of times a year. Men, women, and children. The most dangerous thing in Kansas is us, after a few drinks. And it's time we were stopped. You drink. You drive. You lose.
As a child, you played follow the leader. As a young adult, you followed your heart.
Yes, I will follow.
But now that you've got your head on straight and have an awareness of the world around you, you're invited to follow us on Twitter for instant news and updates 24/7.
Follow me!
I must follow him.
Just to get updates, see what's going on, really, and being able to get inside scoop.
The link at knssradio.com.
Whether you need a full suite of kitchen appliances or just need to replace an old dishwasher, washer, or dryer, Litton's Appliance will get you the right product at the right price. Litton carries trusted names like KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool that are committed to strengthening America and helping families thrive. Take advantage of factory rebates and huge floor sample discounts while they last. Purchase a qualifying KitchenAid dishwasher and disposer and get them installed at no charge. Stop by Litton's Appliance, conveniently located at 123 South Hillside, for all the details.
George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. Join me weeknights right here on KNSS.
Welcome back to the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Craig Marshall on KNSS, presented by your hometown Chevy dealers. Live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, corner of 13th and Greenwich Road. Here's the voice of your Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Welcome back to the Craig Marshall Show. And while we were away, we had a Twitter question to follow up some of the conversation about scheduling. Question from Greg, and he said, you know, everyone kind of understands by now that trying to schedule the, anybody like KU or Kentucky or any of those, they just don't want to play, especially home and home. But is it even difficult at times to schedule the good teams that are on kind of common footing, like a Dayton or a VCU or those kinds of opponents?
We don't talk to them as much as we probably should. We've scheduled the regional non-BCS teams like St. Louis and Tulsa. That was a team that everyone asked me to schedule when I took the job, and it took us about 3 years, and I think we played them now 6 or 7 years in a row, and we'll continue that. The St. Louis series is over, That was good for RPI early, but not as much late. And I'm sure Coach Ford will get that thing turned around, and so we may revisit that. But honestly, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the best teams that will play us, because that's what they want. They talk about quality wins, and they really don't care how many quality losses you have. They just want quality wins. So, you know, if you're in a conference where you get 30 games, but 18 of them are against teams in the top 100 of the RPI, then you've got a chance for a lot of quality wins, but you also rack up quality losses.
And we might mention, before we get away from the scheduling thing, that there have already been conversations as this year was going on with some people that certainly I think fans would be excited to see on the schedule, and we'll just see where some of that goes, but certainly some power conference opponents possibilities.
Yeah, we're working on a couple things. We talked to Colorado State about playing them because they're usually a pretty good team. They lost in the championship game of the Mountain West, and they finished very close second to Nevada. But, you know, everyone knows that we're willing to do that. I just don't tweet like the Illinois State coach, and he did a good job with his emojis and putting that out there. And supposedly Mississippi's going to play him, so, and that's what we want. We want the Mississippis and the like, or even better, to play us.
This is kind of an interesting year to me for your program at this exact time of the year, because normally whenever you finish playing, wherever that happens to be, then your assistants are back out there recruiting hard, but you have basically a full, even over full roster for next year at the moment. So are you still recruiting, just looking at who might be out there that you couldn't do without, or is it more about high school juniors and junior college sophomores?
Mostly the latter, but if someone came to the table and really we thought we could get that was going to immediately make an impact in the immediate future and in the distant future, then we would have to think about it. But we don't have a whole lot of space right now, so that would mean somebody would have to go.
And obviously, you can't go out and prospect for this at all. It's tampering, but if a D1 transfer came to you, of course, you'd have to find a way for them to pay their way to school. But that would be something that could help you in the sense that they'd have to sit next year, but then would be eligible in that year when you're going to have to replace a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be ideal. We've had that happen several times in my tenure. Guys come and say, look, we want to be a part of this so badly, we're willing to bite the bullet for a year, that sit out, and pay for it, and then be on scholarship after that.
Obviously, you mentioned this earlier, 7 seniors next year, so it's a time when you've really got to find some people that'll come in the year following. And how do you feel like you're doing as far as at least making some inroads, making some contacts, and starting that process?
Well, we've been recruiting 18 really hard all year. We finished the 17 recruiting with Samaje Haynes-Jones from Hutchinson Junior College, and we're up there today, and we'll watch him in his tournament this week in the national tournament. And then the big kid, Asbjørn Midtgaard from Denmark, is going to be a freshman next year at 6'10 and a half, 265, walking in the door. So he's a big, big guy that we haven't had in a while. So those are good additions, and hopefully, something can happen next year. One of those guys, you don't want to see it happen, but one of them could get hurt. One of them could need to just say, look, I'm hurt half the season, and now I'm back, but maybe I redshirt so I can play next year. So you just never know. It's going to be 7 guys max, but it could be 6. You know, it could be 5. You just never know how that works out between now and the beginning of the season next year.
In your mind, if it is 7, do you feel like that recruiting year needs to be some mix, maybe of junior college and freshmen, because you need some mature bodies to come in?
It's going
to
be a mix of that and fifth-year guys and transfers that sat out this past year and this coming year who might pay their way, things like that. That's we've got to get creative. But, we've had 5 very good seniors graduate in 2012. 2013 worked out pretty well. We went to the Final Four. And then 2016, 2 NBA guys plus another 4-year starter or 3-year starter. And then we win 31 games. So we don't like the number seven. That's not ideal. The classes aren't balanced. But at the same time, it worked out pretty good this year, and it's worked out in the past.
Is this a year, and you mentioned one of those other years when you lost so many seniors, but is this a year that kind of reinforces the culture that you've built, the habits, and guys that have that had to step up to bigger roles this year that had great examples before them and have an understanding of it's my turn to move up and take that responsibility?
Exactly. The culture is what carried us this year, and the fact that the guys understood their roles and bought into their roles. The coaches were unbelievable this year with their game planning and video study and working with the young players to help them get better. But ultimately, all you had to tell this group was, are you going to be the group to let our program take a dip? And that was it. That's all you had to say. They did not want to be that group. They wanted to do things. And then once we figured that out, okay, we're not going to take a dip, but now are you going to be a group that's going to do things that Bake and Fred and Evan and those guys didn't do? Now what are you going to do? They only won the conference tournament one time. They only won, you know, so and that was an easy selling point for us once we figured it out that they didn't want to be the team to let the program slide.
By the way, I should mention this, and talking about the things that this program is continuing to do, there have only been five programs in the United States to win a game in each of the last five NCAA tournaments: Kansas, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Oregon, and Wichita State. That's pretty elite company. And Go back and look. Of those five, see how many were playing higher-seeded teams most of the time to win that game.
Yeah, they usually wear – most of those teams wear the light uniform. We rarely wear the light uniform. In fact, we probably have – by the way, the higher seed wears the white uniforms, and the lower seed, closer to 16, wears the darker uniform. I would say there's no doubt we have the most wins wearing dark uniforms in the NCAA tournament the last 5 years.
By the way, I would appreciate you passing on something you just told me off the air, that there's been a lot of discussion about the matrices and the various power rankings, Ken Pom, et cetera, and certainly the Sweet 16 this year has really kind of upheld and validated the Ken Pomeroy system of rating teams.
Yeah, basically what I read, and I can't back this up with facts, but this is something I read, and everybody knows that you can read things that aren't exactly true. President Trump is correct. There's fake news out there, but there's a guy that tweeted that the top 30 teams, I think it was Billis, the top 30 teams in the Ken Pom. All 16 teams in the Sweet 16 are in the top 30 in Ken Pom, and the three highest rated teams in the Ken Pom to not still be playing are obviously Villanova, Louisville, and the unexpected team was us. So Ken Pom is a pretty good indicator, especially this year, of teams that are going to do well in the tournament.
All right, we will come back to close things out and close out the season with Coach Marshall from AJ's at the Alley in a moment.
This is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at other dealerships.
How about gray? Or we have the white one.
Oh, white, huh? Wow.
And this is what it sounds like when truck guys shop at a Chevy dealership.
Chevy offers 10 Silverado special editions. More choices than ever before.
Wow, I'll take the Rally Edition with racing stripes. Or maybe the Camouflage Real Tree Edition. Or the Blacked Out Midnight Edition.
Hear the difference at your Chevy dealer. And it's truck month. So make a strong decision and find the Silverado that's right for you. See your hometown Chevy dealer today.
Magicians can make all kinds of things disappear.
Too bad they can't make ATM fees vanish. Or can they? An Equity Bank debit card and make every ATM fee at every ATM vanish. Go ahead, agree to the fee. The magic potions inside your Equity Bank debit card prevents the fee from ever appearing in your account. Abracadabra. Get an Equity Bank debit card and perform your own bit of magic on any ATM. Ape, wand, and top hat not required. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Shocker Nation. This is Cindy Carnahan with the Carnahan Group at J.P. Wygand & Sons. For the past 40 years, the Carnahan Group has been helping the great people of Wichita buy and sell homes, helping with first home purchases, patio homes, and everything in between. Whether you are trading up or paring down, we want you to call on us. Let us put our vast experience, our robust marketing, and our proven systems to work for you. Whether big or small, our service is the same. I promise.
As a child, you played follow the leader. As a young adult, you followed your heart.
Yes, I will follow.
But now that you've got your head on straight and have an awareness of the world around you, you're invited to follow us on Twitter for instant news and updates 24/7.
Follow me.
I must follow him.
Just to get updates, see what's going on, really, and being able to get inside scoop.
I will follow.
You can get the link at knssradio.com. Winter got messy.
It's a mess.
A mess.
Dirty.
Mud.
Dirty.
It's a mess.
It's
a mess.
A mess.
Now comes spring cleaning.
It's time to clean it up.
We simplify the news clutter at the top and 30 minutes past the hour.
Better understand what's going on.
Tidying up the news you can use and throwing out the trash.
Coming clean.
We are wiping the slate clean.
It's spring cleaning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This is Michael Savage. Join me weeknights at 8 on KNSS.
Welcome back to the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Craig Marshall on KNSS, presented by your hometown Chevy dealers. Live at AJ Sports Grill at the alley corner of 13th and Greenwich Road, here's the voice of your Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Welcome back to the Greg Marshall Show as we close out the 2017 season, a season in which the Shockers went 31-5, won the Missouri Valley Conference regular season and tournament titles, and went to the second round of the NCAA tournament for the fifth consecutive year. Coach, we talked about the culture earlier, and I've never asked you this question publicly, but in building and maintaining that culture, there's been an occasional challenge over the year with individual players who, honestly, I thought might be long gone before they ever finished their careers. I'll even name a couple of names. JT Durley was one. David Kyles was one. And certainly, I thought last year in Orlando, Shaquille Morris was long gone. And yet, one of the things that's been interesting about you, you never lower your standards. You never make exceptions for anyone. The rules and the expectations are the same for anybody, and yet you are willing to, if somebody looks like they're even going to try to meet you halfway and really try to do what you're asking them to do, you'll give them some rope, and those guys have all turned out to be very good players for you.
Well, in the end, Mike, you can't replace these guys during the middle of the year. You know, it's easy to, if you own a business or whatever, you can let someone go, and you can hire someone else the next day or even the same day. Maybe you have them come in and you just exchange keys as they're walking in and out. But you can't do that for us. And so you try to work with them. And first of all, we know that they're pretty decent human beings to be in our program to begin with. We've done our vetting of these individuals, and we like these young people. And we think there's some upside potential with all of them. And with a guy like Shaq and with a guy like Durley, with the bodies that they had, they just needed to get over the fact that, yeah, when they're running and they're a little tired, they can still go a little more. That doesn't mean they have to shut it down. You know, they're a little uncomfortable, they can shut it down. So they start cutting the body up, and then they have this wonderful skill. Both those guys have real soft hands and great skill. And some of the nicest things as a coach that have ever been said about me personally was said by JT Durley the last time I saw him in town. He basically told the team that I changed his life, and we, as a coaching staff, changed his life because he was lazy, and he knew it, and he didn't care about telling people or showing people, and we just said that's unacceptable. So you're not going to be lazy, and you're not going to shirk your obligations as a player in our program or a student at this university. Get your work done. Give us an honest day's effort every day. And now he's playing professionally, he's got a degree, he's doing great things, and he is espousing the fact that we helped him get to this point.
For those For those that may not realize it was quite this good, over the last 17 games of this season, Shaquille Morris, 12.1 points, 6.8 rebounds, 54% from the field, 83% from the line. And that was really consistent production. He had one bad game at Bradley where he had gotten himself in the doghouse again and didn't play very much. And that's figured in there, too. He really became a different player the second half of the season.
He did. And he stayed out of foul trouble. And he started really demanding the ball in the low post and giving us great production when we got it down there. He's a tremendous screener. He's a very good shot blocker. He spiked a couple in the NCAA tournament. I mean, he could have blocked them with his elbow, but he just spiked them like a volleyball spike. And, you know, he is one of those guys, I believe, and it's not always been easy for he and the coaching staff. But in the end, he's coming more our way. We're coming a little bit his way, but he's making big strides. And you got to give credit to a young person that can realize what he needs to do and then be able to pull it off.
Also, you mentioned something with JT that I think is really enjoyable about this program. All of those guys who have played here remain part of the family, whether it was guys in that very first year. Ramon Clemente constantly keeps track of the program and supports you and how you're doing. And guys come back. PJ, who just played for you that first year, has been back many times. And it really is an extended family now that continues to grow. And it doesn't matter if it was year one or Ron and Fred last year. These are guys that are invested in this program and want to see you succeed.
No doubt. And like this summer, it'll be exciting because you know, Ron and Fred will be back. They already were back over All-Star Weekend. Of course, Evan's still in town. But guys like Carl Hall and Clevin Hanna and Malcolm Armstead and Joe Ragland and Teray Murray, they all make their way to Wichita during the summer. They love it that much. And it's not their hometown. And most of them live way far away and have jobs over the ocean. But they still come back to Wichita at some point during the summer, say hello to Carrie, maybe get in a couple workouts, play pickup with our guys. And it is, you know, the longer we stay as a coaching staff, Chris and Dominic and I have been around the longest, and then Devon and then Hire and now IB and Kyle. But the longer we have this continuity, there's a familiar face and a person that's really welcoming them when they come back, and they feel really good because it's a special thing to be a Shocker basketball player. It's a special thing that Zach and John Robert said today. They go, or Sunday, yesterday, it seems like a long time ago, but it was yesterday. They just said, thanks for taking us on this incredible ride. You know, they were the supporting cast, but they thanked the other guys for taking them on a ride that they never imagined. And I saw one thing, so it was really funny. Zach Bush put out today that he was going to go play golf on his first day of his official retirement.
Yeah, well, I mentioned to both those guys when we were doing the senior night stuff, and they said something about the end of their careers, and I said, no, your careers are just getting started. You're going to be putting up 30 on people in the rec league here very soon. And they said, yeah, we've played against All-Americans and NBA guys. We are going to deal on those guys.
Yeah, well, those guys will have great careers in the business world and in the real world, as we say. But somebody's going to be really lucky to get them in their organization. They're the consummate team players.
One thing I've been getting prompts to say here as we wrap things up, a lot of people just want to say thank you for another incredible year, for everything you've done with this program and everything that you've done for this community and what this has meant to this community.
It's been awesome for me, too, and I've truly enjoyed it. You know, our family really likes being at Wichita State and in this community, and we feel like we've put down roots and we've raised our children here, and it's a great place to be a coach, and it's a great place to live and raise a family, and we just think that you know, we've got a lot of positive things in front of us.
Everybody back, I'd say that's a pretty exciting prospect for next year. Coach, thank you. Congratulations. That's our Greg Marshall Show, the final one for 2017, as the Shockers are down at 31-5. We'll look forward to next year, and we invite you to stay with us. Todd Butler will be along to talk Shocker baseball coming up shortly.
This has been the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall and Mike Kennedy, presented by your hometown Chevy dealers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.